Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, pages 662 to 663. The immobile stands behind each daily act, a background of the movement in the scene, upholding creation on its might and calm, and change on the immutable's deathless poise. The timeless looks out from the travelling hours. The ineffable puts on a robe of speech where all its words are woven like magic threads, moving with beauty, inspiring with their gleam, and every thought takes up its destined place, recorded in the memory of the world. The truth supreme, vast and impersonal, fits faultlessly the hour and circumstance, its substance a pure gold, ever the same but shaped into vessels for the spirit's use. Its gold becomes the wine jar and the vase. All there is a supreme epiphany. The all-wonderful makes a marvel of each event. The all-beautiful is a miracle in each shape. The all-blissful smites with rapture the heart's throbs. A pure celestial joy is the use of sense. Each being there is a member of the self, a portion of the million-thoughted all, a claimant to the timeless unity, the many sweetness, the joy of difference edged with the intimacy of the one. But who can show to thee truth's glorious face? Our human words can only shadow her. To thought she is an unthinkable rapture of light, to speech a marvel inexpressible. O death, if thou couldst touch the truth supreme, thou wouldst grow suddenly wise and cease to be. If our souls could see and love and clasp God's truth, its infinite radiance would seize our hearts, our being in God's image be remade, and earthly life become the life divine. Then death the last time answered Savitri, if truth supreme transcends her shadow here, severed by knowledge and the climbing vase, what bridge can cross the gulf that she has left between her and the dream world she has made? Or who could hope to bring her down to men and persuade to tread the harsh globe with wounded feet, leaving her unapproachable glory and bliss, wasting her splendour on pale earthly air? Is thine that strength, O beauty of mortal limbs, O soul who flutterest to escape my net? Who then art thou hiding in human guise? Thy voice carries the sound of infinity. Knowledge is with thee. Truth speaks through thy words. The light of things beyond shines in thy eyes.